He got more comfortable as the game went on. You know, there's some things with body position as a corner where you want to end up when the play starts and things like that. And he got more and more comfortable as it went on. And that was good. And that was good. And I think he grew in confidence as the game went on, which is a big key.
How important will it be for him to make a break, make a play, knock a ball away, to establish something? I mean, you got to, I think as a corner, you got to get out and do something to make him think about you first. I can see like he was playing back a lot the other day. I don't know if he got his hands on any balls. Him to do that against Manning, and how important would that be?
Well, biggest thing for Mike, you know, he's taken some snaps at corner. He's been all over the place for us this year. But for any player, You want to make a play early anytime here in the game. I mean, that's your ultimate. But when you don't, you have to focus and do your job every play. Yeah. A corner's world is isolated a lot. You're isolated. Sometimes you don't get any action for 10 to 12 plays. So when you're out there, you got to just keep the best ones are just keep focusing. When I get my shot, I'm going to make a play. So sometimes that is one of the things about it being a corner. You got 15 plays, that ball doesn't come near you. And all of a sudden, once it is near you, it's either a critical tackle or a critical play. And you'd like to get one of those, a good one early.
Has he been able to kind of flip that switch from being the deep safety in the middle of the field responsible for everything to just being on that island?
Well, we used him all over. Yeah. He was in down near the box in some of our defensive packages. So Mike's used to it. Against certain personnel groups, you know what? It really doesn't. It's just a matter of our process, just like it's a matter of their process. It's how quickly you can get things communicated and then execute it. But all our calls can be run in that process. Now, what we were watching and how we were building it here was we got to see it with Detroit in the preseason and some other things. We need to execute some of those things better and make sure that there's no communication errors. But it doesn't limit us.
But in terms of the communication, if the communication's not where it's at, do you then start changing? Will you limit what you can do to keep them so you don't have to break down communication?
We'll stay in our process is the answer. We'll stay in our process. Our process is designed for no-huddle offenses. And we need to be in our process. So it's not a matter of changing it. It's a matter of, hey, guys, use the process. So that's what it is.
On film that you're able to watch of Manning, how much audio do you get of that? And if you are able to get a lot of it, how much can you break down the calls that he makes and correlate them with the plays that are run?
Well, we'll search every means to figure out what he's doing, but he's smart enough to know and change things, and he has his whole career. He'll come up with different words and run the same plays out of the same looks, and that's what makes him special. But we do research those things.
Yeah, but do you get a lot of audio on the tapes that you get of him?
Well, on the coaching film, no. But you have the TV copies, and obviously the guys with the sound things, right?
Yeah.
Those are our buddies. So we can see what they hear. All right. Those guys, we like them. Sometimes players run into them. All right. There's some good hits of those in the past. But, okay. So you hear some things. So you spend time. What he's good at is changing those things. So when you're looking for patterns for the players to hold on to. But the biggest thing is this. You may know sometimes when he's doing things. But if you don't execute your call, he'll find it. He'll find it. Every time. That's what makes him great.
What percentage of what he barks out on a given play means nothing? It's just fool to make you think of something. Is it a dummy call?
Well, he would be better to ask on that. But there's definitely some part of it to where he's trying to see what you're in, and then he can adjust. So he'll say different things at different times. Where he's been good in the past is he's changed it. You know, he changes it so you don't know when it's a dummy and when it's not. The biggest thing is, the biggest thing is the defense is this. Even if he gets the right play, you got to do your job. You got to execute the call. And then if he gets something on the call, get the guy on the ground with the ball and go to the next call. So we'll have some things, and he'll have some things, and that's what's made him and that style of offense great is it's a constant challenge in game, and he's going back and forth, and you your players, him, everybody's going back and forth, and that's what's so exciting about the challenge. of playing a guy like him and his style of offense and what those coaches do there.
What is the cutoff for you? Is there a norm for when you guys can wait to tip your hand before you're kind of locked in, you know, before you guys can kind of do the opposite, kind of mill around? Because a lot of teams will do that. You know, they'll walk up the line with eight guys or something at about 5-6 seconds. They won't jump into their set.
Yeah, you can do some things. You can do a lot of things on defense. You can have looks that are made for specifically, well, we're moving now or we're not moving now. Or you can have some things done off the clock and things like that. I won't say where we're going this week.
No, just in a range.
Well, it depends. When he's in his real fast, it depends on the time, the series, all that kind of stuff. And then it's whether you do commit. What if you get caught? Well, if you get caught, you get caught. Run to your spot. Okay? So you're asking some of the specifics we've coached our guys to do. Some of the things that you're asking, everybody tries a little something different on him because he sees everything that you've done in the past. He knows. So it's a combination of all those things that you use. And maybe there's games where you turn some of that on or off. We've been preparing for no huddle the whole time, and we've been preparing for all those different situations. But some of the things that you mentioned, coaches have used and people have tried over the years, some form or another. Some teams go one way or another.
Yeah, but does it help you guys with him is that he tends to almost use all of the clock, whereas some quarterbacks.
He hasn't all the time this year. He has different paces. In the past he has.
Yeah.
This year he's been faster.
How would you describe their offensive identity, all things considered, with Peyton Manning and what he likes to do? You know, are they running the ball? How would you describe them with their young skill position guys like Thomas and Decker?
I think they are working. They're learning their scheme, just like most first-year staffs and players are learning their scheme together. I think Peyton has a good grasp that you need to run and throw on offense because there's two things you can do. McGahee runs hard. The other backs run hard. They have a nice mix, and they're building their mix out of different personnel groups. And like we were talking about, you have he can change the tempo at any time. So they're right in the middle of that process, and they're getting better. And they figure out between series how far they want to go. If they want to put more tight ends on the field and run it and do play-action shots, and deeper passes, or whether they want to go more spread out and get into what he used to look like in Indy. They do both, and they do both well, and they're still learning how to do it. He's playing at a high level. His brain is really good.
How much did you get a look at Andre Carter today? Just the first day, I guess, he was out there.
Andre's out here working. You know, I have some history with Andre. Very excited he's here. He's working. He's moved around well today, and we'll see how he progresses. He's a smart guy. He knows a lot. He knows a lot of defense, so.
What's impressive most about Wheeler?
Phil has done a good job being able to stay in the moment. He has been focused on going to the next play, and really, he's been all over the place because he just goes to the next play and chases a guy with the ball. What's been most impressive is how he's able to relay to us what he actually feels and does during the play, and he comes right off and communicates it and goes right in and makes adjustments. Oh, man, he's a good player. He's a good player. He loves football. He loves it. I mean, he really does. He plays fast. He loves football. He's a pleasure to coach and be around. He's a great teammate. He's just around the ball all the time. And he does a good job with the guys. I can't say enough about him. I mean, he's a special player.
Too simplistic to just say that he's just a tackling machine.
No, that's a good description. He finds a guy with the ball, you know. The next step for him will be, you know, hopefully we can continue to work together to get him in spots to affect the ball more, some more takeaways, hit the quarterback more. I mean, he chased Big Ben out of the pocket a few times last week. That was good. And so he's around the ball all the time, and we hope it stays that way.